From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. It is the 26th of March. New April. I don't know if I'm coming or going. I can remember 50 years ago, but not 5 seconds ago. It is March 26th, the year of our Lord, 2025. And I am your hoster with the moster, Stephen Roy. And before you ask, yes, that's my real name. It is. I could show you my Texas driver's license. Got a lot to talk about today. I'll talk about a lot of it on the Rumble. We'll record the Rumble first. Got lots of great music queued up for you. Lots of country queued up and more. As you know, I play just about everything on the Stephen Roy Podcast. I do. And it'll be a full 2 hours today. Last week, it was only an hour. Man, I was so busy getting stuff done around the house. You know, not last weekend, but the weekend before, Dee and I went shooting at the at an outdoor shooting range south of town. I'm not going to mention where. They don't sponsor the show. But it's a huge complex. That'll give you a clue. And we had so much fun. So last Saturday, I cleaned my little 38 special. That's great. It's a little snub-nosed 38 special, which is great for home protection. I also cleaned my new 9 SIG P320, P320. It's not a pig. It's a P320. And I cleaned D's little 9mm we shot. It's a, I think it's a P365. Nice little gun. Shot very well. Didn't kick that bad at all. The 320 was beautiful. The only gun that I've shot was comparable was my cousin's Glock. I shot his brand new Glock when we were in Georgia years ago. May God rest his soul. That was the best shooting pistol I ever shot. Well, this my SIG P320 is comparable. And that's what they use in the military now, or so I hear. Take a drink of Wawa. Which is always great radio, right? Radio silence. Sometimes you can pause something you're talking about on the radio, and that'll get people's attention. Because when they hear no audio, they'll go, what? What's going on? Anyway, got some great music queued up for ya. Songs I think about, songs I've heard, and so much more. I clicked good morning, y'all, and got several likes on the X. Where you can follow me, at Stephen Roy Radio. Follow me on the X, at Stephen Roy Radio. As of airtime, there's 7,130 followers. Thank you so much for following me if you do, and thank you for listening. A lot more than ever listen. On the Radio Free Dish Nuts, thanks to Dish Nut Pat for playing us there. On the podcast via the Gamebird server, thank you to everyone who makes that possible. I'm going to talk about radio and TV and stuff on the Rumble. Let's go ahead and do that. Take another drink of Wawa. I know it's stupid to say Wawa. That's what people remember you for, you know, long after I'm gone, is the Steve-isms. Take the headphones off. Nobody wants to see that on my ears. Welcome to the Rumble for March 26th, the year of our Lord, 2025. Now, I'm used to saying 2025. Did I say March? I think I did. It's April 26th. I know I said March on the podcast. I tell you what, when you get older, I remember 50 years ago, but not 5 minutes ago. Yes, I'm 58. I'll be 59 in June. I'm not scared to tell you that. You know, I just realized applying for jobs all over this great nation, when people say I've worked in broadcasting 25 years and have 30 years of technical experience, they're probably thinking, wow, this guy must be 75 years old. No, I'm not. I'm 58. In my mind, I'm 16. I'm not young and silly. I'm still silly, but not quite so young. But, you know, I'm looking for a broadcasting home for, say, the next 10 years. In 10 years, I'll be ready to retire. So, if you are a TV or radio station watching this, yes, I would like to dedicate 10 years to one radio market. Now, I've been approached by small markets, which is awesome. Thank you if you've reached out to me. But I'm not going to work for small market pay. But you know what? I applied to one small market earlier this month and I haven't heard nothing back, and that's fine if they don't want me. I'm sure they can't afford me or don't want to spend the money on me. It's more likely the dealio. And you know what? That's okay. You're going to make small market revenue forever. If someone hired me, they would make big market money in a short order. Now, can I guarantee that I'm going to double a station's revenue? No, I can't guarantee anything. I can't. But I can guarantee we will do everything we can to increase viewers, listeners, and revenue. There's no reason why not. Because it doesn't matter if it's a TV station or a radio station. I look at your website, and that's enough to tell me you can do more. I don't care if you're market number 1, 2, 6, or 150. You can do more. You can. It's funny because when I look up market size or just the market itself before I apply for a job, I do. I look up the size of the market. I'll give you an example. New York is 1. LA is 2. Right? Houston is 6. I thought it would be bigger. I thought Houston would be like 4. I thought Chicago would be 3. Houston 4. Because there's talk that Houston will surpass Chicago in market size because Texas has done so well. I mean, look at Joe Rogan, Elon moved to Austin. People are moving to Texas because we have business freedom here. What have I told you on previous shows? I could start Steve's Hamburger Shop, and in California, that would take 2 years to get permits to build it. In Texas, it would take me 2 weeks. Now, I don't believe in destroying the environment, but I also don't believe in being ridiculous. You know how many building permits they've issued in LA after the LA fires? Like a dozen. That means a dozen people can start rebuilding. And tens of thousands lost their homes. What does that tell me? It's by design. Do you really think they're going to allow them to build more houses right on the beach in Malibu? I don't think so. I think they want them all gone. Do you think it was a coinkydink that fires started in 3 separate locations instantaneously? Do you think that was by accident? No, it wasn't a space weapon. It wasn't a space weapon. Do they exist? Probably. Probably. I'm not naive. The technology that our government has, you would be surprised at what they have. Right? If you think the space race is over, well, then you're high and you need to put down the doobie, because it's not. It's only just beginning. And that is going to be the future. The future is going to be drones and space technology. That is the future. And people like Elon Musk are making it happen. I think it was another Starlink launch yesterday. And before that, it was Bandwagon 3. Do you know that they've had 400 and something odd first stage boosters come back and land on the Earth? Now, this one was landed on the drone ship. I think it's called Of Course I Love You. I know that's one of the drone ships, which I think is just awesome. Isn't that an awesome name? One of their recovery ships, or I don't know if it's the recovery ship or one of the recovery ships for the Dragon space capsule was called Shannon. Isn't that a great name? Great name for a recovery ship. I just love that. I love simplistic terms like this. It's great. Really is. The Dragon space capsule, of course, was launched recently for a resupply mission to the International Space Station. Obviously, it's similar to the manned spacecraft, but obviously not the same, because I'm sure it doesn't have life support unless it has some kind of atmosphere inside because of all the supplies. It took 3,000 pounds of supplies to the International Space Station. That is awesome. It really is. But I'm sure it's designed a lot different than the manned space capsule, obviously. Of course, Blue Origin launched recently, which is laughable. Blue Origin doesn't even enter orbit. You're like suborbital, weightless for like 11 minutes. That's not even going to space. That's just nothing but an e-ticket ride at Disneyland. That's what it is. All right. Let's go to the X, where you can join me at Stephen Roy Radio. As of the recording of this Rumble, we have 7,130 followers. Now to start, I'm popping my ears. We got rain this morning. Thank you, God, for the rain. I'm sure farmers are really, really needing it here in West Texas. We all are. So thank you for that. That is a blessing. My brother sent me two great definitions. It's really good. This is the definition for libtarded. So can you see that? Libtarded. When you fight for a cause you don't understand, you argue with facts, actual facts that you don't check. You argue with the facts you don't check. You defend values you don't even believe in until someone disagrees. When someone disagrees, then it's straight to ist, phobic, or Nazi. Yeah. If you call somebody a Nazi, you're an idiot. You really are. So let me define that. What is leftist idiocy, right? You know, am I being mean? Am I being non-Christian when I call someone a leftist idiot? Idiocy is, you know, my definition would be that you believe something with no reason to believe it. Just because you saw it on the Communist News Network, the Communist Spews Network, or some other place like that. Just because someone spews the party line out of their hot dog hole, you believe it. That is pure idiocy. If you do not rationalize, if you do not research for yourself the facts, but that's what you believe, if you destroy a Tesla or a Tesla's charging station, not even realizing that Tesla is the largest manufacturer of electric cars, especially in the United States, right? I'd like to have a Cybertruck. Now, when they first came out, I thought they were ugly. But I've seen what they can do. They can almost go submerged and keep running. I'd like to have one wrapped in black, matte black. You can actually have your Tesla wrapped now, and it costs like $6,500 extra. I would buy a Cybertruck just for cruising around town. Wouldn't be for anything long distance because it's not practical. Until there's superchargers in every town, it is not practical to have an electric car. I'm not going to plug my car in even for 30 minutes when I'm on the road. When I can stop, get gas, go to the restroom, buy a snack or lunch, and be on the road in like less than 30 minutes, you think I'm really going to charge my Tesla for like 2 hours? No, I am not. I'm not going to do it. But for cruising around town, I think that's a great idea. Especially since I want to live off the grid. If God blesses me tonight with the Powerball, D and I will build a ranch outside of town off the grid. Am I doing that because I'm an environmentalist wacko? No. Living off the grid is my dream. I have envisioned this. It's been a gift from God, a vision is a gift from God. God has given me the ability to envision living off the grid, right? But as I get older, that money is not about me. It's about taking care of others, taking care of my family. And one way to do that is to be able to build a place outside of town that can sustain you indefinitely. I mean, you could live indefinitely if you had power, water, a food source, right? I'd build a ranch where I could raise my own animals, grow my own food, have a large greenhouse where you can grow food. Yes, that is sustainable. That is sustainability. Not being dependent on the outside world for power, for water, for anything. That's my dream. You know, they used to call survivalists wackos, right? Crazy. You're crazy. You're storing food? What are you, some kind of wacko? Well, I guess we learned after Y2K, we learned after the Rona, after the controller virus was injected into our population by China with the Wuhan flu. Yes, the sustainability is important. You can't wipe your A. So that's the definition of libtarded. Thank you to my brother for sending me this. And then he sent me this, which is just absolutely brilliant. Let me see if I can make it big enough so you can see it. You see this? It's LGBTQMS13. This is the new acronym for leftist idiots. Because you are an idiot if you think it's a good thing to invite rapists and murderers into our country. If you think it's a good thing to hide an illegal alien that's a rapist or a murderer or both. You think that's a good thing, right? You think it's a good thing to harbor child molesters, you know, human traffickers that held people as sex slaves. You think that's a good thing, huh? Right. So that's what you ask a leftist who's libtarded. When they tell you we should have open borders, that it is somehow what the leftist pope used to say, God rest his soul. You have to have open borders. Really? Well, let's tell that to the angels' moms whose children have been raped and murdered. Like Rachel Moran, that was murdered. You think it's okay that Venezuela emptied their prisons, right? Emptied their insane asylums and sent all those people here deliberately. That's okay? You think it's okay that they send these people from El Salvador who beat the living S out of their wife, not once, but twice? Oh, I signed a restraining order against him just in case he might do something wrong. Oh yeah, really? Okay. He's stopped by police, by the Tennessee Highway Patrol, right? By probably a state trooper, because he had a vehicle full of people. No driver's license. An illegal alien, hauling illegal aliens from Houston, which is a hotbed of human trafficking. And they let him go. They didn't even prosecute him. In Tennessee. And these are the people that leftist idiots are rallying behind. You just keep doing that. Because when the leftist idiot child AOC and Jazzy Wiggy Jazzy, the AOC Wiggy Jazzy ticket in 2028, boy, that's a winner, isn't it? Oh yeah! The racist Wiggy Jazzy and the leftist idiot child AOC that doesn't know S from Shinola. When she talks us about Elon, it's just laughable. And Elon says, I won't be with you. Give it up, AOC. and now, leftists are being trolled by the Trump administration selling 2028 hats. Do you really think he's going to run in 2028? No, he's not. But it's funny. It's funny that you can put on a 2028 hat and people lose their freaking mind. I saw a disturbing video recently. And let me tell you something. I don't wear a Make America Great Again hat. I used to have one. I don't even know what I did with that. I think I put it in a box. It's in the attic or somewhere. But and I never wore it because I just didn't want any confrontation. Now, I do have Trump shirts, and I've had many positive comments when I wear my Trump shirt. Many, 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 many. The only t-shirt that I've gotten more compliments on is a tank top that has Catzilla on it. It has a cat on it with like a Godzilla body, right? And he's like, rah! It's a cat. A cat. It's Catzilla. And I've had more comments on that shirt than any I've ever had. Dee got me that, and she got me a t-shirt that's got a cat eating ramen. Because that's what cats would eat, right? Cats would eat ramen. I even wore that to the ramen restaurant that's near our house. Nobody even commented at all. And I'm wearing a ramen shirt with a cat eating ramen, which is hilarious. So Dee got me a couple more cat shirts, because I love cats. If you ask somebody if they don't like cats, the first thing you should ask them is, have you ever had a cat? Because if they say no, they have no idea what cats are like. I love cats. Cats will not love you because you want them to. They will love you because they want to. That's the difference between cats and dogs. You can beat the crap out of a dog, and the next day it's going to want your love anyway, and that's okay. Dogs are awesome. I love dogs. We have two dogs. I love them. And that's a Lexington Concord and Lady May. And I post pictures of them on the X. If you want to check it out, just go to my X at Stephen Roy Radio. Click on photos, and you will see photos eventually of Lexington Concord. She's a pug slash Shih Tzu. And Lady May, who's a Chihuahua. Lady May used to be all black with a tiny bit of brown before Dee and I even met. And now she's kind of gray on her face because she's, you know, she's like 15 years old. Still going strong, boy. I just heard her barking outside. If you want a good watchdog, get a Chihuahua. Be the best watchdog you ever had. They act like they're going to eat your face off, and they really can't do anything because even a full-size one like Lady May is really not going to be able to do much because they're so little. So I've been seeing a lot of posts about Susan Rice for Brains. Here's a video of Rice for Brains lying to the American people, claiming Benghazi was the result of a YouTube video. The last thing she should be worried about is a Pentagon gig. Well, what they're talking about is she was just let go from the Department of Defense because she's a traitor. She's a sellout traitor. She shouldn't be in the DOD. She's probably someone who's been leaking information. You know she's just a puppet of Malbama. During the Malbama and Michael regime, Malbama and Michael didn't even sleep together. They had separate bedrooms in the slide house. And that was because Malbama used to have midnight visitors. Now look, I'm not going to judge Malbama because he's gay, okay? Who am I to judge anybody? Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I don't care if Bathhouse Barry's gay. I don't care if Michael is a trans testicle. Look, God bless them both. You know what? God loves us all equally, regardless of our sexual preference, our gender, you know, identification. God doesn't care. God will love you no matter what you are, no matter who you are, right? Oh, I'm sure he cares about the things we do. There's no doubt about that. And I'm a sinner. I'm the first one to admit it. So that's my point. Rice for Brains lived in the slide house with Michael and Malbama during the Malbama regime. She did. She lived in the White House. Or maybe I'm confusing her with Valerie Jarrett. I may be confusing her with Valerie Jarrett, who did live in the slide house. Irregardless, she's still a traitor. Because she lied to the American people. That makes her an accessory to the murder of four Americans in Benghazi. And let me tell you something. If it wasn't for those brave men that fought their A's off, many to their death, you know, two of those brave soldiers died on those rooftops. And then Ambassador Stevens and Stephen Smith died at the military, at the CIA annex, right? It wasn't there was a CIA office where there was like 40-something Americans. They would have died. And then there was another place. That's where the Americans fought so hard, was at the CIA building. The other place was a embassy that wasn't really an embassy. We did not have an official embassy. But that's where Ambassador Chris Stevens and Stephen Smith died of smoke inhalation when they were burned out. That's how they died. And then you saw the video of Ambassador Stevens being dragged through the street, which is disgusting. Well, you'll see me post on the X regularly at Stephen Roy Radio, the final resting place of Ambassador Stevens. First time I went there, I cried because I realized that Obama and Hillary left them behind. And he's buried in the family cemetery in Grass Valley, California. And I never posted a picture of him until the 2016 campaign, when the Stevens family came out against President Trump. We don't want you to talk about Ambassador Stevens, blah, 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 blah. That's when I started posting the picture, and I will never stop because I will never forget. Now, I paid my respects several times at Ambassador Stevens' final resting place. Do you think Hillary and Obama did? No, they did not. No, they did not. Just cracks me up how people, you know, the NFL is racist. They're racist for not selecting Deion Sanders, little boy. Let me tell you something. Here's a news flash from your Uncle Steven. I saw that kid play last year. D and I and my brother-in-law, D Jr., we went to the Colorado game, okay? It was the worst officiating I have ever seen in any sporting event I have ever been to. And I grew up in L.A., where I went to Dodgers games and Angels games and Rams games and Raiders games, right? I went to a couple of UCLA games. I've been to many Texas Tech football games. I've been to Texas Tech basketball games. And I have never seen officiating as bad as I saw at the Colorado versus Texas Tech game. And here's the news flash from your Uncle Steven. Sanders boy is not that good. That's why he has not been drafted. I mean, he may have been now, but people are like, well, that's racist because he hasn't been drafted. Do you know that the majority of players in the NFL are African American? Yes, they are. Don't give me this BS about racism. Look what Freedom posted. 51 of the first 64 picks were black players in the NFL draft. But lazy idiots will cry racism because one specific player was not picked. So not even 80% of picks being black can't even get libtards to think that maybe Sanders not getting picked is not about race. Duh! Yeah, exactly. You are correct, sir. Sully posted this, which is great, as we only have less than 7 minutes remaining in the Rumble. As we watch 20-plus million illegal aliens invade our country and prisons around the world emptied out their prisons to send them to America, Democrats ignored us, refused to answer our questions, and told us the border was closed. Do you remember that? Secretary Curly Joe and Cackling Cammy telling us the border is closed. Remember Cackling Cammy? Don't come here. The border is closed. That's because she was drunk when she said that. That's what that last part was. Now, Democrats are standing up in masses to keep criminals in our neighborhoods. That's how libtarded they are. That's what they want to stand for. That's what they think is going to get people elected in 2026 in the midterms. Democrats tried to destroy this country on purpose. This is their ultimate goal and unwavering desire. They will never change. Yeah, you are correct, Sully. They do want to deliberately destroy the United States of America. And it goes bigger than that. The libtard world order wants to destroy the entire Western world. That's why they are inviting in as many illegal alien criminals as they can to places like Ukraine, Europistan, Swedenistan, These are places that are realizing we have to expel illegal aliens. Look at Germanistan. In Germanistan, I told you before, I saw a city council meeting. Well, we got to tell women to dress more conservatively. And then people went ape-ass in the meeting. Do not parade your dogs around the neighborhood because the Muzzies don't like that. They don't like dogs. Okay. I don't give an F if you like it or not. Get the F out of our country if you don't like it. I'll tell you what. I ask ladies all the time. Nobody answers this question. But ladies, do you want to walk around in a beekeeper outfit? Do you want to be covered from head to toe? No, you do not. Just because you dress a little provocatively, that does not give a Muzzy the right to grab on you. Oh God, I saw a great video I posted on my ex, at Stephen Roy Radio. This woman's lifting weights in the gym. She has this like giant weight like this and she's doing squats, right? This guy comes up behind her and he pinches her butt. And she turns around and she's like, what the F are you doing? And the guy does it again. When she goes down to do a squat, he goes like this under her butt. That woman dropped that weight and knocked the dude the F out. Knocked him out. Boom! Then the other guy said, oh, yeah, you want to play, do you? And she's like, okay, come on. She does a spinning back kick. Boom! Kicks him right in the face. He's out. Then she goes back to exercising. And I think that's awesome. Because what is it I tell you all the time? Ladies, you cannot be a law enforcement officer or a firefighter unless you can carry my fat A 100 yards. That's right. If you can't carry my fat A 300 feet, you can't be in law enforcement. But let me tell you something. There are badass women just like her that will kick your A. And a woman like that can be a law enforcement officer or a soldier any day of the week. Look at the Israeli Defense Force. They have lots of women. And that's Muzzy's biggest fear, that they're going to be killed by a female military person, and that a female soldier is going to kill them. Then they're not going to get their 72 raisins.
Why would you say raisins, Steven?
Well, apparently raisins were a delicacy back in medieval times. I mean, it was only like 1,200 years ago that the Quran was written, right? So there's some argument. Is it 72 virgins or is it 72 raisins that you're guaranteed when you get to heaven? Let me tell you something. If your Bible tells you that you should lop the head off of an infidels, then it is evil. That it is evil. I would never hurt anybody unless it was to defend myself or my family or my country or the great state of Texas. Come and take it. Come and take it, and you'll find out. So I like videos when people find out. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio, because we only have about another minute. Then I'm going to have to say goodbye. Did you hear about this Easter service at a Florabama? There was a Florabama, which I assume is on the border of Florida and Alabama, that had 60 people baptized. It has to be in the panhandle, right? To be Florabama. 60 people were baptized in this Easter service, which is awesome. Which is awesome. Over 1,000 people went there to that Easter service. Now, Dee and I had a wonderful Easter. I hope you had a happy Easter. We went to our church on Saturday. Our church, which is Church on the Rock, here in West Texas. You can check them out at COTR People. They have 4 different locations and they're growing. You know, they support like hundreds of churches in East Africa, which I think is awesome. Can you imagine people in Nigeria being killed because they're Christian? Yes, that still happens all over this earth. Unfortunately, there are evil people that will lop the heads off of Christians because they're infidels. Can you imagine that, S? I can't. It's disgusting. I pray for each and every Christian on the face of this earth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, Saturday we went to Easter at our church. Sunday we went to Leveland and went to church with my stepdaughter, my son-in-law, and grandson, and it was awesome. Had a great time. Hope you had a wonderful Easter. I hope you have a great day each and every day. Yes? Now you have to. That does it for the Rumble. I will upload that to the Rumble server. And we will continue on with the Stephen Roy podcast. Got some great music queued up for you. Hope you like it. Let's start with this one. I was thinking of this song today because Dee and I were listening to country music this morning as I made breakfast. Had a great scramble with, we buy these chicken packs from the big box store that rhymes with Bosco. And so I cut up the chicken. So we're trying to eat it healthier because I'm trying to lose weight. I lost 1 pound this week, which is great, but I only have like 90 more to lose. Even if I lose 40 more, I'll be happy. Right? And then so I had a better week this week. Eating-wise, I'm much more active than I used to be. There's no doubt about that. Anywho, so we were listening to country music. I made a scramble with chicken, green pepper, yellow pepper, red pepper, which are sweet, not the hot ones. And I sauteed some purple onions. What do you call those? Red onions. I sauteed some purple, some red onions and regular like white onions. Super good scramble. And obviously added eggs and cheese. And then I made 2 pieces of toast each. Great breakfast. Anyway, probably making you hungry now. It's probably time to eat where you live. So thank you so much for listening. Let's go ahead and play some great music. So this song I was thinking of this morning as we were listening to Stiff, listening to country music online. Florida Georgia Line is the only group that has been recovered from my Dead to Me file. If a artist talks S about this nation, then they go to my Dead to Me file. Well, this is the only one that has come back, and that's Florida Georgia Line. And here's their awesome song, Blessings, on the Stephen Roy Show. Don't turn down the wrong button, Stephen.
First time I met you, knew I never could forget you, girl. You always saw the blue skies past the rain clouds in my eyes. There's music in your laughter from the floor up to the rafters. You're that happy ever after I've been after.
XP sucks.
Who knows where I'd be without you? No, I just couldn't be without you. I'll just say amen. I can't count them on one hand, but honey, look there on your finger. I'd say I'm a lucky man. God made 2 lovers out of strangers. A little house on a little land, a little creek, a little jeep, same old moon everybody sees. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. Yesterday we celebrated our first year together, and together still feels better than that first night we met. Never dreamed that you could be so perfectly created, girl. He made a perfect angel, and he made you just for me. Who knows where I'd be without you? No, I just couldn't be without you. I'll just say amen. I can't count them on one hand, but honey, look there on your finger. I'd say I'm a lucky man. God made 2 lovers out of strangers. On a little land, a little creek, a little jeep, same old moon everybody sees. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. No, I can't count them on both hands, but
But honey, look here at this picture. I'd say we're a lucky fam. I'm thankful to be with you. A little house on a little land. A couple kids, two or three. Same old song that we'll always sing. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. Oh yeah. Always take time to count your blessings.
XB sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFB!
XB sucks!
Go ahead and crank this on up. South of the Mason-Dixon, working, spitting, hunting, and fishing. Stone cold country by the grace of God. I was gassing up the other day, an old boy pulled up with a license plate from Ohio. Thought, oh good Lord, he's lost. From his Wranglers to his boots, he reminded me of Chris LeDoux. And that cold and big smile, country must be countrywide. And every state, there's a station playing Cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. Over in Coles and Mobile Drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies, farm towns, big cities. There ain't no doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. Start our day before we fall asleep, cause in God we trust and we believe. Yeah, we see what's wrong and we know what's right. And old Hank, he said it all. He said country folks can survive. And every state, there's a station playing Cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. Foreign cars and four-wheel drive.
Got a deed to the land, but it ain't mine. my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
This is RFD.
Imagine a dirt road full of potholes with a creek bank and some cane poles catching channel cat. I'm a little more country than that. Picture a small town with an old hound laying out front of the courthouse while the old men chew the fat. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. Think of a Hank song from days gone with a steel ride that's so strong it sends chills up your back. I'm a little more country than that. If you want to break home in a school zone with the doors locked and alarms on, girl, you're way off track. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that.
then take back. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that.
Here in West Texas. Thank you, God.
Another day has almost come and gone. Can't imagine what else could go wrong. Sometimes I'd like to hide away somewhere and lock the door. A single battle lost, but not the war. 'Cause tomorrow's another day, and I'm thirsty anyway. So bring on the rain. It's almost like the hard times circle round. A couple drops, they all start coming down. Yeah, I might feel defeated, and I might hang my head. I might be barely breathing, but I'm not dead, no. 'Cause tomorrow's another day, and I'm thirsty anyway. So bring up. Down.
'cause tomorrow's another day, and I am not afraid, so bring on the rain. Tomorrow's another day, and I'm thirsty anyway, so bring on.
Oh, it used to hurt. You're my saving grace. You're my kind of church. You're holy.
Denied.
RIAA, bite me.
From the internet. From the internet. To your ears. This is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
What are you waiting for, a graved invitation?
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos, nachos for all. Quack, quack.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
The who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
Cable Guy!
Welcome to hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast. Yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. Couldn't even hear myself. I turned the microphone output down for some reason. That's why it's low. All right. The second hour of the Stephen Roy podcast, you know what that means, right? Rant-free second hour. Less Stephen, more fun, more good music. I'm going to play this song next because it's fun. This is what's great about country music. There are so many songs that are fun, and this one is too. A little more Joe Diffie for ya. What is green? What do you think of when you see the color green when it comes to the country? That's right. You think of that company that makes harvesters and plows. They cut the cotton. They reap in the wheat.
Everyone knew it was love from the start. One July in the midnight hour, he climbed up on the water tower, stood on the rail and painted a 10-foot heart. In John Deere green, on a hot summer night, he wrote Billy Bob Love. Kids and tomatoes, they went together like a hand and a glove. On a clear day from their front yard, if you look and know what to look for, off to the east you can still read his words of love. Charlie and John Deere Green.
God, RFD.
He works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the gold tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah, I'll turn it up right on. Hell yeah. Sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love was easy.
She got an MBA in a plush corner office. Got a don't mess with me attitude. She'll close a deal. She don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the emptiness, except when she comes in here. She's a product of the me generation. She got a rock and roll side when you get her agitated. She got the tattoo there on her derriere from a spring break there in Panama. When love was all she thought she'd ever need. She yells out to the band, no any Bruce Springsteen. Then she jumps up on the bar and she starts to scream. She says, hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah. Sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good. Love was easy. Yeah, yeah. Entertained to get my mind off thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
A guitar man playing all night long.
Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good.
Hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good.
Thank you.
whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
Tough as nails, hard as bricks, 6 foot one, walking 10 foot six, 4 on the floor, 12 in the back, with a weather god box in an old gun rack. Feeling fly, riding high, rough neck red till the day we die. With the 18 wheelers hauling loads up at dawn. Bloodshot eyes might break our backs, but not our pride. Rough neck red till the day we die. With the 18 wheelers hauling loads up at dawn. Saving lives from the teachers and the preachers trying to raise them right. From the third shift hustle to the 9 to 5. To the single mom trying to feed her kids. To the bartender tending on making tips. We're all one people at the end of the day. No matter where we're from, we're American made.
Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on the Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again in America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We damn sure fooled you. We're walking real proud and we're talking real loud again in America. You never did think that it ever would happen again.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower with I Love Jenny painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down, and this is my town. Yeah. Keep all my yesterdays. Well, I ran off cause I got mad, and it came to blows with my old man. Well, I came back, settled down, that's where they're putting me in the ground. This is my town. Yeah, this is my town. My town.
Going on here since they closed the mill, but that whistle still blows every day at noon. A bunch of us still go down to the diner. I wonder if that interstate's still coming through. But come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ, well, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my town.
Yeah, this is my town. Where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off, cause I got mad, and it came to blow from my old man. Where I came back, settled down, where they're putting me in the ground. This is my town.
Tractor, you can't miss it. It's sitting right there in our yard. The county came and took that water tower, and that's Jenny with a baby in the car. Oh, we're off to Sunday service at the Church of Christ.
And if we want to see, we better leave right now. And maybe later, me and O.T. Roy will show you around our town.
There was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah.
Thank you. got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment. Oh, how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. He is my portion. With me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm. Let all my life testify. Hallelujah. We are not alone. God really loves us. God really loves us. Hallelujah. Oh, praise my soul. God really loves us. God really loves us.
His mercy's enough. His grace is sufficient. If you need it, forgiveness or healing, His mercy's enough. Oh, and this is our hope. The cross, it is spoken. Death is no more. Christ is the Lord. Oh, this is our hope. Yeah. Hallelujah. We are not.
However far away I am. of my mistakes. Still couldn't keep your love away. However far away I am from home, that's how far your love will go. Oh, I couldn't keep your love away. However far away I am from home, that's how far your love will go. How far your love will go. Honest and stubborn word, that's how far your love will go. That's how far your love will go.
Love is so beautiful when everything is fine, but when it is like hers and mine, it lives and dies at least 10,000 times. Tell me something bad about Tulsa. How those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back believing I belong there again. As blue as Tulsa skies, I kept getting lost in when I met her. Hair like Oklahoma sand, I could run my hands through forever. But all good things must end, all rivers have to bend. I keep running out, but she keeps pulling me back in. Tell me something bad about Tulsa. Now those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back, even I belong there again. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back believing I belong there again.
It's a freaky feeling.
Straight. Hey, you have a great day, a great evening, a great week.
He was sitting there
yes.
beside me.
Now you have to.
Doubles down. He was sitting there beside me, throwing doubles down. When he ordered up his third one, he looked around, then he looked at me and said, I do believe I'll have one more. He said, I hate this bar and I hate to drink, but on second thought, tonight I think I hate everything. Then he opened up his billfold and threw a 20 down, and the faded photograph fell out and hit the ground, and I picked it up. He said, thank you, bud. I put it in his hand. He said, I probably ought to throw this one away, 'cause she's the reason
I feel this way. Why I hate everything. Why I hate my job and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife. I know I should move on and try to start again, but I just can't get over her leaving me for him. Then he shook his head and looked down at his ring. Said, I hate everything. He said, that one-bedroom apartment where I get my mail is really not a home. It's more like a jail with a swimming pool and a parking lot view. Man, it's just great. I hate summer, winter, fall, and spring. Red and yellow, purple, blue, and green. I hate everything. I hate my job, and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife. I know I should move on and try to start again, but I just can't get over her leaving me for him. And then he shook his head and looked down at his ring and said, I hate everything. I pulled out my phone and I called my house. I said, babe, I'm coming home. We're gonna work this out. I paid for his drinks and I told him thanks. Thanks for everything.
Forever you'll stay. how you close your eyes when I pull you in closer. The night's moving fast, but we ain't taking it slow. You hit me harder than a drink does. You're gonna take me all the way up. Something about you, baby, got me going crazy. I don't know what to do. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Your lips are just cherry on top. Say my name and make it sound so sexy. Love how you do that thing, yeah, you know what gets me. I'm talking slow motion all night long. Baby, love you with the lights on. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Your lips are just cherry.
At you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever, but no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head, how do you feel? That is the question. But I forget you don't expect an easy answer. When something like a soul becomes initialized and folded up like paper dolls and little notes, you can't expect a bit of hope. So while you're outside looking in, describing what you see, remember what you're staring at is me. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head, how much is real? So much to question. An epidemic of the mannequins contaminating everything we thought came from the heart, but never did right from the start. Just listen to the noises,
static voices.
Before you tell yourself it's just a different scene, remember it's just different from what you've seen. I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels like forever. And no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head, cause I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home.
sitting all alone inside your head. And it's the stars, the stars that shine for you. And it's the stars that lie to you. Yeah. I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever, but no one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever, but no one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head.
Turn it on.